Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
This is Paul Hawksby.
And Andy Jacobs.
And this is the H&J Daily, some of the best bits of this afternoon's show. We were joined in the studio by David Earl and Joe Wilkinson, who are writers, actors as well.
Yeah.
They've done a new sitcom for UK TV called The Cockfields, which is excellent, with a brilliant cast, Bobby Ball, Sue Johnston, Diane Morgan, you'd know for...
Yeah, you'll hear all about it.
Yeah. They're all in it.
It's all right.
What else? I might as well not do it all now.
You might as well.
Who else?
And Cammy.
Cammy was in, yeah.
He's got a new album out. You'll hear about that.
What a crazy career he's had post-football.
He has. And, of course, Martin Kellner with all his sport on TV.
Yeah, he brought us that. Here it all is.
Good afternoon, Andy.
Good afternoon, Paul. And just about got back in time to see all five goals in the first half, which was good.
Yeah. I was watching it. I was watching it on the way home. Watching it in the car on the way back. Yeah.
It was a bit tight because the train was delayed, wasn't it, by half an hour. But what can you do?
Emergency stop at Milton Keynes.
Yeah, it's marvellous. And
didn't really need to know that, but we thought we'd explain why. Yeah.
And one thing that did tickle me last night was that it said at one point the caption came up, a graphic, and said highlights on ITV tonight at 10:45. On STV at 11:10. I was thinking, I wouldn't even bother to show it at all, really. How many people are going to want to watch that in Scotland? Oh, yes.
I can't watch England win 7-0. To stay up till 10 past 11 to watch England win 7-0 and qualify for a major championship that they still need to go through a playoff for. So, yeah, not a, one thing is a massive audience.
I think, do think, though, I mean, look, we talked about the fact that Platini's messed up this European Championship, the way it's all over the place. And it is good that England have got all three games at Wembley. But there's something about following and reporting on England abroad that, you know, it's a bit sad, really, in a way. But there you go. What can you do? That's the way it's going to be.
I just think the whole point of whoever travels to tournaments, one of the great joys of it is seeing a country you wouldn't necessarily have seen before, travelling round that country. And, you know, I mean, OK, you can go to other parts of the world, but it's going to make it expensive and quite difficult. Mm. You've got games in Bilbao, then in Bucharest or whatever, 3 days later. It probably won't work like that, I know, but it's an odd idea. And it's if that's Platini's legacy... Cheers, mate. Well done.
Still pay him his money, I say, for that one.
Yeah, that's right. He's well worth it. Was it? He wants £7 million, doesn't he, or something?
I always enjoy Glenn Hoddle's analysis. I think he's one of the best. He really does read. We've talked about this in the past, how well he reads a game, and when we watched him out in Brazil that time doing that. But he did a lovely mangling of Alexander Arnold's name. Did you get? He went Axeland Arnold.
Axeland.
Axeland Arnold.
Now he's excellent. He could play for Sweden. That's the worry, isn't it? He might go off and play for Sweden.
I had a good idea for Nigel Botherway. You know, he's always saying we've got to get more kids fishing, which is, of course, something that everybody wants. And but I thought, what about getting KSI and Logan Paul to take part in a fishing competition? Do you think they'd do that? Probably wouldn't.
Do you think they'd have the same level of trash talk they had before? So you want to take each other on different sports?
Yeah. You're using lunch and me.
Yeah.
They'd
start kicking off. Yeah, Chubb, they won't eat cheese. Yeah. They like Spam.
It's good, isn't it? And listening to jazz while you drive can reduce stress. That is, unless you fall asleep.
Well, it depends, yeah, if it's kind of lounge stuff, you know.
It could be tricky, I think.
You know, it's a bit of vibes, a bit late night.
It's very true.
You could drop off, couldn't you?
Talking of the VAR meeting, I mean, honestly, we've interviewed David Golding. You know, he seems to be a sensible bloke, but this stuff he was talking about yesterday, I couldn't work out. I read it about four times.
He's very pro-VAR, isn't he, David?
He's very pro-VAR, but I couldn't work out if he was actually being tongue-in-cheek, because one of his things against the using of the monitors, he says, I hate the idea of a referee that's been running around for an hour having to run over to a pitch-side monitor. I'm absolutely against. What are you talking about? These blokes are pretty fit. I'm sure they can manage. If they manage all over the world to run over to the monitor.
Plus the fact, if that referee's been running around for an hour, he's got about another 35 minutes running to do. Running to a monitor is not going to make a massive amount
of
difference.
And also, when he stops at the monitor, he'll get a little bit of a breather. So, it's fine.
He can lean against the monitor, can't he?
Honestly, it is odd.
Possibly leave his inhaler there on the side.
He said, we're making good progress. In what level, in what world are we making good progress? Yeah. Making no progress.
It did seem there was a Christian Perslow was there, and I mean, it seems, again, that meeting seemed to leak like a sieve. An awful lot of journalists had people in there prepared to tell them what happened, and quite a few of the chairmen were not having it at all. They're stopping short of saying, well, let's knock it on there till we get it right.
Yeah, it's
but
difficult.
There was obviously, there were one or two chairmen who were willing to give Mike Riley and his team the benefit of the doubt at the moment and think it's going to get better, but an awful lot really not enjoying it at all and think it's a pretty duff idea so far. Anyway, we shall see.
Great photo of former Milan owner Silvio Berlusconi.
Yeah.
He's in his 80s now, and you think to yourself, oh, stop dyeing your hair, you idiot. What's the point?
Do you think he dyes it?
Well, unless no one's got a shade of hair colour like that.
Yeah, it's a very deep black, isn't it?
Well, it's like a deep purple, I would have said.
It's deep purple.
And what a band they were.
Musical cue there. Maybe he's just a fan. Maybe that's what it is.
And have you seen Dave the Duck? It's quite sad.
I haven't seen Dave the Duck, no.
Dave the Duck.
Is he coming in?
He's been swept away in the floods, apparently.
Oh, that's not good.
I know. But he is a duck, so I presume he'll be able to survive on the water or in the water.
How did Dave the Duck come to prominence then? Is he a pet duck?
He was a duck had been cared for by locals in Derby.
Okay.
And even had his own Facebook page, apparently.
Wow.
But
well, can't they just see if he updates it?
Is it human?
Then we'll know if he's all right or not, won't we? If there's any updates.
I don't know why they had to say this. Human power, Tracer Parr said. And what do you mean human? More like he had duck pals who might comment to
duck
the paper.
Duck pals were willing to get. None of the human pals were willing to speak to the Derbyshire Telegraph, but some of his duck pals
perhaps
were.
Jim should have tried that with Macclesfield, get some ducks to talk to him rather than the chairman.
Well, keep a lookout for Dave. What we're looking for is a duck that answers to the name Dave. So if you see a duck, honestly, if you see a duck anywhere today, just shout, Dave!
It's a Muscovy. I don't know if that helps you.
If it looks round, then that's him.
Good.
And just let us know he's all right and tell him to update his Facebook page. What the hell are we talking about?
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast from TalkSport.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. Since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Well, it does show signs of
I get you in the mood, not long now,
lovely.
Is it?
Swing,
yeah. That is if you're not aware, that is the voice of Chris Kamara. Yes, that Chris Kamara has made a Christmas album.
I think it's unbelievable, Jake.
Yeah. Hiya, Cammy. How are you?
I could not be any better.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is amazing.
That's a good voice.
Oh, I mean, thank you.
Who? So, how did it come about? Did someone hear you sort of singing? Or
Adam Greenup from Silver Screen Records watched All Together Now, which I did last Christmas.
Yeah,
it was shown on the BBC on Christmas Eve, and I sang a ballad, your song, Elton John, from my hero Elton John.
Mm.
I wanted to sing Brown Eyed Girl, but they said, look, we've got too many people singing sing-along songs, would you do a ballad? And Adam was watching it, and he thought my voice would be perfect to sing with a 22-piece big band and a conductor. And we've been, since April, we've been putting the music together at Angel Studios in Islington.
So did you do it as live with a big band? So you did the songs, or did they do their thing, and then you went in and put the vocals over it, or you did it with them?
We did it all together. I didn't have any in-ears to begin with.
Right.
I didn't even know what they were, these in-ear things, you know. And so I'm stood with the band, and the noise is brilliant, great sound, and the conductor kept looking at me, and then he was waving his stick at me, and eventually he stopped the orchestra and he said, right, when I wave the baton at you, not the stick. When I wave this baton at you, that's your cue to start singing. Mm. All right. I was just enjoying the music, and to be honest, once I'd got some in-ears in, then it was great. And
yeah,
were
yeah, when to come in is always quite tricky, isn't it?
Yeah. But it's for you.
Well, it is for me, I can't sing. The interesting thing, though, is not just the quality of your voice, the sound tone, but the phrasing, which is always the thing about it. Yeah. It's quite Sinatra. Really
thank
whisper
you.
It quietly.
Yeah,
but it's
yeah,
got
yeah.
this bit of that about it, isn't it? And the swing band helps. So
thank you very much. Well, they to be fair, I can't take all the credit because I had a voice coach, Lily Mahara from Leeds. So she came in and she said, look, you can't talk in an accent. You know, you've got a Yorkshire accent. Now you're saying tut and instead of two and things like that. So she said to me, you have to pronounce the words elongate, staccato and legato, which I thought played for Italy. Both of those
plays.
I'd never heard of before. Yeah, and she said to me, this is, you know, staccato is, you know, stop the words or whatever when you're singing. Legato, you elongate the, you know. And so all right. this thing I was learning. And to be fair, it's been a...
She's not available, is she? I could have done
a little bit of that. You're beyond help,
beyond
help,
I'm afraid.
Yeah. Are you a fan of that kind of... I mean, clearly a bit of Bobby Darin in there, that sort of feel. So had you listened... Did you listen to a lot of that in the build-up to doing it, Sinatra and that stuff he did with Nelson Riddle and those big arrangements and stuff? Did
no,
you
no, not at all. No, I never. Because as soon as I went to the Angel Studios and listened to the band and they were playing most of the songs, like we did two or three on each time we met, and it just sounded so great.
Yeah.
Songs that I've known for a very, very long time, played with this big band in a way that I could sing along to, which was great, and I was comfortable singing the words with them as well. So it was just amazing, and you know, I thank Adam Greenup for having the foresight to be able to think that I could complement these big band singers.
Maybe I'd say it was more Sammy Nelson Riddle myself.
Yeah, Sammy Nelson. Maybe there's
and who was the other one? Bobby Davro.
Bobby Davro and Nelson, Sammy Nelson Riddle. Great phrasing of wait and sing, Bob. The maybe there is a song of big band songs in a Yorkshire accent. Maybe there is. Where were you last when I saw thee?
Could be
that's
tremendous.
Been made, though.
Yeah, is it really? Someone's done a big band Yorkshire
on
album.
Neil Cleanmore.
But they're fantastic. You could play Leeds, you could play Doncaster, you could play Sheffield, and then you just play those three again.
Yeah,
really?
Yeah.
Last week we were at the quiz together, the Bobby Moore Fun quiz, and you sang a cappella, which is...
Yeah, you're on the stage.
I thought that was pretty bold, because it's not easy to do that in front of a big crowd.
Had you had a drink, Cammy?
Do you know what? I didn't believe that. I went into Good Morning Britain this morning and sang Let It Snow, right, with just a backing track. And they said, we have had hundreds and hundreds of singers on a morning come in to sing on Good Morning Britain, and they all sing to backing tracks. And I went, why? Because they're frightened of it in a bum note.
Yeah.
And then their fans will say, oh, so they sing to backing tracks. You've got to sing live, haven't you?
Yeah, no,
it's the only way.
It's great. It's really it's brilliant, and it's out now. I take it, is it?
It's available. It was out today. Was the official launch day for the album. You can buy it everywhere,
and it'll be on Spotify, and Apple
Spotify,
Music
iTunes, Amazon. Asda have taken it, Morrison's, Tesco's, Sainsbury's.
Available in all good supermarkets.
I said to you, the other night at the do, I said, if we'd done a straw poll with your teammates when you stopped playing, what's Cammy going to do post-career? They'd say, I imagine he'd go into coaching, be a good coach, be a good manager, and he'd go down there, he'd be good on punditry, he's good talk. But no one would have said, oh, he'd make a big band Christmas album, or he'd be the voice of Ninja Warrior or whatever. I mean, it's quite mad, your post-football career, isn't it?
It's living the dream.
Yeah.
You know, someday soon this will all be someone else's dream, as Gary Barlow and Take That have said. You know, never forget where you're coming from. But at this moment in time, I'm just living the dream, you know.
Brilliant.
I was talking to Ben, which Shepard was talking this morning, was I offered X Factor? And I said, yes, I was, Celebrity X Factor, with Vinny.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, I was halfway through the album.
Sure.
Because we started in April when they came towards us. But that doesn't mean I wouldn't have done it if I hadn't have been doing the album. Of course I would. And me and Vinny, because Gordon Strachan rang me last week and said, oh, you and Vinny on singing shows, you know, would just about do me in, you know.
Did you see in the old Leeds, because you played with Gordon for Leeds and Vinny at the same time, didn't you?
I did indeed, yeah. Well, actually, I signed for Leeds on the first week in January on a Monday, and Howard Wilkinson said, tomorrow after training, after you've met the lads, we're going to fly to Dublin. We've got a friendly over there. So I said, yeah, okay. So I did the training in the morning, and then that night at the hotel, I have to say, against a knock on the door. So it was a bed, not a bed, what do you call it?
Bed and breakfast.
Bed and breakfast, yeah. So there's a knock at the door. Anyway, the bloke who was in charge of it goes, oh, it's for you. Anyway, it's Vinny.
Right.
So Vinny says, look, we've kicked each other around the park for the last however many years.
Yeah.
He said, we're teammates now. Let's go for a beer. So that was that night.
Was
so
there a bit of friction? Was there a little bit of an atmosphere?
No, not at all. Once the game finishes, that's it. But of course, you know, we were supposed to be the two toughies. I was the toughie for Stoke.
And the toughie
for Leeds, you know.
Yeah.
And so so we went out and had a few beers. So I'd known Vinny more than anybody else in that Leeds dressing room the next day. So we flew to Dublin, and Howard took us to a restaurant that night on the Tuesday because the game wasn't until the Wednesday. Anyway, there was a pianist in the restaurant and he was playing all these songs. And I said to him on the way back from the loo, do you know your song, Elton John? And he went, can you sing it? I said, well, I know the words. So he played it and I sang it, got a round of applause from the lads. And as I sat back down, Gordon Strachan stood up and said...
The idea that all players, when they sign a club, have to sing a song. You were volunteering to,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. But maybe I brought on that initiation period.
Yeah,
because
maybe.
Because I don't remember it when I played.
Oh, okay. Maybe that was the start of it. We had a clip of you last week talking about Elton John, and we'll play that to you in a minute. We want to talk a bit of England and get your thoughts on some other football matters. Chris Kamara is with us in the studio. Iron Buddy says, ask Cammy. Cammy, what's your favourite Mr. Kipling cake?
Why?
I don't know. I just, he's asked the question. Have you got a favourite?
Certainly one with a cherry on top.
That would be the Bakewell tart. That would be just...
I love a tart.
Good. The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast from TalkSport.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast from TalkSport.
Good afternoon, Hawksby and Jacobs here on TalkSport. Martin Kellner's Week of Sport TV coming up later. Steve Perryman here shortly, former Spurs skipper. His autobiography is out. We'll be chatting to Steve. But before that, we're going to play a little trailer of a new show that went out this week. It's still going to be available to download and watch again. It's had a great reaction. We'll be speaking to the writers and one of the stars of it very shortly. It's called The Cotfields, and it's got a brilliant cast. Here's a little flavour. You'll recognise some of the voices, I'm sure.
You're definitely going to split up with me after this weekend.
Probably.
Mum and Ray are going to do your head.
Hello, Mum. Did you go by her often?
No.
Well, that's why you're late.
Why is there a bread knife in the downstairs loo?
I don't eat enough vegetables or grains. Sometimes the flush isn't powerful enough, so it just needs a bit of persuasion.
Oh, God.
There's no getting away.
Hi, Dad.
From this family get-together.
Hey, Simon.
Have you dyed your hair, Dan?
I have. You know, I've had a lovely reaction from everyone I've met.
Yeah, there we are. So a little flavour of it. Joe Wilkinson and David Earl wrote it, and Joe's in it. He is the lead. Good afternoon, guys. Good
Hello.
To see you.
Hello.
Hello.
What a top cast. I'm just
yeah, I just, really I mean, that's it. Actors. Is a brilliant cast you've put together.
I don't know
yeah.
how we did that.
Yeah, you. I mean, that kind of gave you a flavour. It's people may have recognised Di Morgan's voice there. So she is your partner going off to see your folks on the Isle of Wight.
Yes, yeah. They've met before, but they've never spent any serious time with them.
Mm.
And, so we're going over for 3 days and puts the relationship under a little bit of stress.
Yeah.
Not based on anything from our real lives.
No.
If you're listening, Mum, not based on you. Yeah. Anyway, love you.
Yeah. David, people would know you from Derek and other, you're an actor as well. Yeah. But you didn't put yourself in it. You didn't find a part for yourself.
No, I find acting really stressful.
So he made me do it.
Yeah, I'm not comfortable already.
Was that always, as you were writing it, were you planning to be in it, or was it always the case that Joe would be
in it? I think it sort of was.
Well, we never really write with any, like, ourselves in mind or whatever.
Really?
So
okay.
It's sort of, you know, you just have an idea, and if you fit into one of the parts, great, but if not, there's a lot of brilliant actors out there. So you always find someone brilliant, but you just bailed out early.
I did bail out.
Nigel Haver, Sarah Parrish is great.
Bobby Ball. Sue Johnston.
We're friends with Bobby Ball.
Yeah, I keep saying that to everyone. I think I'm friends with Bobby Ball.
Did I read somewhere this is a very different type of role? I mean, I know he was in Not Going Out with Lee Max show, but this apparently is quite different.
It's a kind of great comedy dad, isn't he? He's a good actor, isn't he, Bobby?
He's a very good actor.
He was worried, wasn't he? Because he's
He plays a bit of a sod.
Yeah, that's the thing.
And he's always played sort of a bit of a comic idiot, he's a bit more of a, you know, git in this one, and he was like, "Oh, everyone's going to hate me," and we're like, "Oh yeah, don't worry about it."
He's kind of lovable.
I've
seen part one because I've not seen the other two yet, but they're all three have gone out now on UK TV, and so it's available to sort of download and watch all three.
Yeah, on Sky and UK
Now TV.
And so Sue Johnston, you wrote a sitcom Rovers for Sky, didn't you?
About four years ago.
Football club bit. Yeah. Most of it's set around the kind of clubhouse. Craig Cash was in it as well. So you'd worked with her before. So did you have her in mind? Did you kind of write it for her?
Yeah, and then we sent her an email.
A begging email.
Oh, God.
Yeah. She's never going to reply.
But with Sue saying yes, it kind of set the ball in motion, really.
Yeah.
It gives it that gravitas, doesn't it? You can go to other people, well, Sue's doing it, and they're like, oh, brilliant.
And they're all in.
Yeah. Honestly, you get someone like Sue on board and everyone wants a part of it, so it does help. You know,
Did you you got Bobby Ball. Did you have actors in mind? You might not write for yourselves when you're writing, but did you have people in mind when you wrote it?
Definitely had Diane in mind.
Yeah, Diane and Sue particularly. And we didn't know who we wanted to play Ray.
Yeah.
And I asked someone and I sort of explained the character, and they said they'd work with Bobby Ball. And we were like, bloody hell, do you want you to do it? And we asked anyway, and he's been amazing, and it's been he beats me up a lot, but apart from
that, he does beat you up a lot. Yeah.
So he likes to dance. Is this what you've discovered?
He sings Brotherhood of Man. Save All Your Kisses For Me.
He sings it.
Like way too much. I used to like that song.
What, just at random points between takes?
Between every take. Yeah,
just
every
the chorus take. or does he start?
So it's like an earworm. No, it gets in his head and he can't stop.
It's the extended B-side, I think he does. Oh my God.
It sounds like he had a lot of fun making it.
Oh, he did, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you know, you're not going to not have fun with the people, you know, because Diane's an old friend and Sue's lovely and... Bob is mad as a hatter. So, and then Ben Rufus Green, who people may not know, he's done a lot of things, but this is
playing your half brother.
Step brother.
It's a good performance, isn't
it? He's incredible, and the reaction to him has been amazing. So I think people are going to fall in love with him. So they might not know him from other stuff, but he's a lovely man as well, and very funny. Yeah.
Watching you earlier in the week. Actually, you were in Travel Man, weren't you?
It was fun.
Enjoyable thing to do.
It was incredible. It was. It was apart from that, it was 37 degrees at one point, and I don't cope well in the heat. So me and Richard just moaned solid. solidly for 48 hours, but they cut that bit out. So it made us look quite jovial.
Rovers, your football sitcom. I mean, I really enjoyed it. I said at the time, and it was on Sky, wasn't it?
Yeah, Sky One.
Yeah.
But, it didn't go again. It was a funny one because we worked out that the slight flaw in it was that we're big football fans, but we're essentially taking the whittle out of football fans.
Yeah.
So some of them were like, "Oi," and then didn't take too.
I don't know. I think it was a warmth to it.
Oh, it was. Yeah.
I liked it. And sometimes you do wonder. You think, "Oh, I'm looking forward to another series," and then they just don't.
Yeah. So with it, sometimes they do. Sometimes they don't. Yeah. We cried solidly.
We did. It took us 5 years to go.
So not over it as well. Yeah.
the Cockfields. There's a kind of lot of heart to it, really. So kind of again, a lot of warmth to that. I felt.
I always feel like that's the thing that will drag people back to watch the show. If you haven't got that, then I don't know if there's anything there to grab onto.
Really. Yeah.
So
we
always try and put that in, don't we?
Yeah, yeah. Getting,
so we can... So they're all available to download now?
Yes.
And...
Because the last one went out last night.
Went out last night,
so it's all available now, so
brilliant.
So.
And who's your team, Joe? You are...
A Gillingham fan.
Okay. Yeah. How's life for you at the moment?
Very, very mundane. Going for the old 17th place as expected.
Oh, yeah,
not
no.
Nice and bedded,
for the stars.
Bedded in at 17th as we hoped at this point of the season. Playing Lincoln tomorrow, so who's 16th. So that'll probably be on you'll probably
be
talking about
Gillingham?
We will be, yeah.
I'm from Kent nearby, so I didn't have a lot of choice on that one.
And David, is there a team that you follow?
I really like Man United.
Yeah,
obsessed,
I really
obsessed.
Do. Yeah, I'm watching a lot of those fan channels.
It's become a problem.
Like every night.
Really?
My wife. She's like, oh, for God's sake.
Have you got a favourite? Is there one that...
I like the United Stand and full-time... Do you want me to talk about this? I'm going on forever.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, genuinely, it's heartbreaking.
Did you enjoy... Is it Mark Goldbridge?
Mark
Goldbridge with his kind of very small set that he has where he starts.
Is he the one who loses his mind? Who's that one?
He gets quite cross.
Yeah, I like him.
I'm not quite sure whether he means it or not. Whether it's because there's some brilliant lines and brilliantly funny lines that he throws in.
Amazing. Yeah. I don't quite know what the character is and what the real.
He probably finishes it and says, "Well, I was quite happy with that one, wasn't you, Brian? We'll go again tomorrow after the reserve game." He's probably just kind of makes it all up.
Have you sampled Arsenal fan TV? They've got some good characters.
They have. Who's there?
Claude is the one, really.
Someone DT.
It's funny. You watch other clubs, not even your own. You watch other clubs.
I watch other clubs.
Have Gillingham
got all the press conferences?
Have Gillingham got a fan channel?
Of course they haven't.
You could start it.
I don't want to.
Well, look, good to see you, fellas. Thanks so much for coming in.
Yeah,
the Cockfields is available, as the guy said, to download Now TV and on Sky and everywhere else. You know, it works. You've got three parts that are kind of half hour long. So, a lot of fun. Really enjoyed it. So, guys,
thank you
very much for coming in. Much. Joe Wilkinson there and David Earl.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast from TalkSport.
I've just texted Motti with the good news. Cheltenham is on tomorrow.
Yes.
Yeah, Rupert Bell and Angus Loughran have just told us that racing goes ahead for...
One adjustment, isn't it? No third fence or hurdle.
That's right. But I think at least racing's on. Yeah. The bars are open. And the racing will be good as always. Martin Kellner.
Yes, hello.
No stranger to Cheltenham Racecourse himself over the years, of course.
I love the third fence.
Of course it is. You'll be gutted. You might not have gone on that basis. Martin, you've got a week on Sport of TV to tell us about.
I certainly have. England's Grand, I thought it was a brilliant show.
The documentary,
on ITV. Yeah.
Yeah,
did you watch that?
Looking at the thing. I've recorded it. I didn't get a chance to watch it.
It's really good. I mean, who can't have fun watching an old clip of a very young Alan Parry in the early 1990s? Brilliant. It was great. I mean, one thing that I really did enjoy about that was the quality of the pundits. You know, you often find clip shows, the pundits are...
Well, people like me and him.
You know, people like you too. People like me, you know.
Rent-a-gobs.
Precisely, rent-a-gobs.
Do anything for £250.
Correct, and the taxi home.
Yeah.
But, I mean, to be honest, go at the sandwiches.
Yeah.
But this was really good. They had proper, credible journos.
Yeah.
I mean, all people, you actually want wanted to listen to about 1,000 England games. Yeah. Anthony Clavain, very good. I'm sure he's been in here to plug his Leeds United books and things. Julie Welch, the great Tottenham fan of old. And Julie wrote great stuff in The Observer in all those years.
Yeah.
People like that. Jonathan Wilson. All your favourite. But Johnny Liu. Now, it's very rare you get a real intellectual on those clip shows. Mm. You know, I'm including you two, Emily.
Well, yeah, exactly. Clearly in that.
You know, Johnny Liu's one of these guys, you're quite interested to hear what he's got to say.
Yeah.
That was fascinating. Also, the clip of Gary Lineker from the 86 World Cup, which was probably his first actual broadcast, his first bit of presenting.
Right.
When he said, join us live on ITV in the Azteca after the break. Right. And that was his first. And ironically, of course, he went on to work for the BBC.
He did,
true. Even there, you could, you know, you could tell.
You could tell him there was a presenter in there.
There was a presenter in there. Oh. It's very, very rare professional. It's more common in America, isn't it? The professional sports people go on to actually present. I'm not talking about punditry. I'm actually presenting.
That's true.
Over here, it's more cricketers. You know, Martin Nicholas, Aggers. There's quite a few cricketers can present.
Yeah.
Not many footballers. Because Ian Wright had that chat show, you may remember, in the, was it late 90s?
Yeah.
Which was a Friday night chat show.
All right on the night.
All right on the night.
It sponsored our TV formats section of this show, really, or it allowed it to happen.
Yeah. But, you know, it wasn't somebody you could see going on to present other stuff like
Question Time.
Golf and.
I think that would shake it up. I think when he gets back from. The thing is, when you've done the jungle, you get offered stuff like that. If he's the king of the jungle, it's a good chance he will be. He'll win it. He's a very nice
Harry
man.
Harry Redknapp hasn't presented Question Time.
No, but it's only a matter of time, isn't it? But I mean, Wrighty will get offered stuff off the back of winning.
Yes, we've got two, haven't we? Gary Wright, sorry, Ian Wright and James Haskell.
That's right, he's there as well.
In the jungle this time. So, great show. Enjoyed it very much. You know, I liked the. There were a couple of clips that I not seen before. Ron Greenwood being interviewed either by a Norwegian or a Swedish journalist, suggesting to him he'd probably get the sack tomorrow from the. So it was obviously
very,
one
very
of those
helpful.
One of those England disasters of the 70s or early 80s, and he shot back. Would you like me to ask you about your job, when you're likely to get the sack? With that, Ron Greenwood, a nice smile he kept on his face all the time. But, it was great. It was all the, you know, the Graham Taylor stuff, Bobby Robson. It was everything you wanted to see, and it was intelligent commentary.
Oh, that's
what
great.
More can that's, you that's, ask
I'll definitely watch
show.
That. We were lucky enough to plunder the ITV archive when we did Fantasy World Cup, and some of the stuff in there, Andy, was... I mean, we had that one of Ron Greenwood. It looked like he was waiting to do an interview, I think possibly even with a young Martin Tyler, and he's sitting there on a chair, and he's gurning, and it does look like he's on the toilet, doesn't it? All you can see is this close-up of Ron's engine, and it looks like he's sitting on the toilet. But
they've got some lots great stuff in the archive.
Yeah, a lot of gold in there.
Oh, yes.
I know the TVAM had a fantastic archive, and they put it up for sale. Nobody seems to have ever got it, but they would, you know, at 7 o'clock in the morning, they have Spike Milligan in there or whatever. Yeah. And they've got some great stuff, and I assume they've got some footy stuff as well.
Repurposing this gear, we want to see it. Yeah. So, what else has taken your fancy this week?
I watched a thing about curling. Now, you'll remember, see the stuff I do for you.
Yes, yeah, good of you.
Oh, Rona Martin.
Well, precisely.
Yeah.
2002, Salt Lake City, the Winter Olympics there, and everybody was suddenly a huge, huge expert on curling.
Yeah, yeah, they were.
Everybody saying, "Oh, do you see that? The final end."
I went and got my own broom.
First
I loved Rona Martin's laughing.
That was that comedy spin-off show she did.
Goldie Hawn.
That's one for the teenagers.
Absolutely. Judy Kahn, she was very good on that.
Yeah.
So I'm watching this thing. There's a series called Losers, which I mentioned before.
Yeah,
the Torquay United.
I've watched a couple of those on Netflix.
Yeah, it's on Netflix because you know how much I don't like watching Council TV.
I've got one for you on Netflix. I started watching this morning.
You've got a good one.
It's called Maradona in Mexico.
Oh, I've not seen that one.
No, it's brand new. It's just dropped, as they say in the lingo.
Just dropped.
And the paper's been writing about it today, so I thought I had half an hour, so I thought I'd check it. It's fascinating.
Oh, watch that. Brilliant. Talk about that next week, possibly. But anyway, this is about a guy called Pat Ryan, who started curling at the age of 12 years old. It's about curling in Canada. But it's...
that sounds a bit dry, to be honest, Martin.
Well, did you know... Well,
is it 4 hours long? How long
no,
is it?
No, it's half an hour. Oh,
okay,
fair enough. Totally painless. There's a bit of animation in it as well.
Oh, okay.
You know, so they do
it's a Let Loose series. Yeah, they're very good. Yeah, it's true. Yeah,
they're good. It's the same direction, all of them. Did you know who the most important one is of the curlers?
No.
The skip.
Is that
the
right?
The skip has the last shot. That's the most important curler. 10 innings, as you know, called ends.
You say, as I know.
Yeah. And do you know where in the world has more curlers than anywhere else in the world?
Scotland or Canada?
Canada.
I'm waiting for curlers in cars drinking coffee.
Yeah, that's tremendous. Well, Martin, we've almost run out of time.
Have we?
What a shame. Yeah, I know, honestly, mate. We're going to be at half past five, otherwise. So what's maybe just one more quickie?
Well,
I'll get in trouble.
Back in the Net on Amazon Prime, which I really can't say. They've obviously... They painted it with money. There's loads of money. Peter Crouch, who you can see on every single channel, Football Focus, BT Sport, everywhere, he's on it. John Bishop, who I don't quite 100% get.
Right.
And Gabby Logan. So they've obviously put a lot of money into three presenters on it. But to me, it's like a sort of low-rent league of their own.
Okay.
And I still can't quite see the point. I don't think it's Amazon Prime, so presumably they're hoping that will just get more people who are fed up with Council TV going on to Amazon Prime, but I can't see it myself. But there again, when League of Their Own started, if you remember, I gave it a stinking review.
Look at that, about 50 series in.
Yeah, 50 series in.
Couple of bastards.
It shows what I know.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast from TalkSport.
There we are. That was this afternoon's show. We're back on Monday. And I'm not here Monday. I'm here Tuesday. I will be with you on Tuesday. Max Rushton here Monday. So until then, have a great weekend and thanks for listening.
You've been listening to the Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast. Hear the guys every weekday between 1 and 4 p.m. on TalkSport.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.